Now it's the time you've been waiting for. You're in the mix with film producer Jason Slack, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. The 40 Vision Films man himself. The owner of the Jason Slack brand. The place to be is here on the Vision Live Network. And now, let's get it in. Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast.
Welcome to the Slack is Talk podcast, a.k.a. the talk of the town now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Today is Thursday, February 17th, 2022. And it's the second episode of Black History Month here on the Slack is Talk podcast. So without a doubt, let's get it in. I want to say what's up to all my people. Thanks for tuning in. You know how we do it. Got another epic episode for y'all. You know what I'm saying? We about to get into it. First things first, man. Before we get started, man, congratulations is in order. You know what I'm saying? I want to say congrats to the LA Rams for winning the Super Bowl. And they deserved it, man. You know what I'm saying? Cincinnati had that game on lock. You know what I'm saying? Like, Cincinnati came out on fire. You know what I mean? Cincinnati scored, like, what, 17 seconds? Like the start of the second half, and then came back and got an interception, and I think they kicked the field goal. So, like, things was looking down for the Rams, you know what I'm saying? They just couldn't put nothing together, you know what I'm saying? They lost Odell Beckham Jr. in the first half, and things just wasn't looking good, you know what I'm saying? But they stayed with it, you know what I'm saying? I'm proud, or I should say I'm happy, man, for Aaron Donald, man. Aaron Donald, hands down, I got to give it to him, man. I'm not no Rams fan or nothing like that, man. But he's the best defender in the NFL, and he has been for a while, man. For him to be an interior lineman, you know what I'm saying, playing on the inside, like he's not even an edge, man, you know what I'm saying? For him to be on the inside and just creating havoc like he do, like getting sacks, that's like unheard of, man, you know what I'm saying, from that position, you know what I'm saying? Usually, like, people that play his position is, like, they space eaters, man. They provide double teams, and they open it up for other people. But this cat right here is special, man. You know what I'm saying? You got to give it to him. He's coming from the inside. He's facing plenty double teams, and he still found a way to get it done. You know what I mean? So I'm proud of him, man, for getting that championship ring. You know what I'm saying? No doubt about it. Also, man, I want to give congratulations, and I want to give a shout-out to Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? I'm shouting out Jay because, you know, Jay is responsible for that halftime show, man. You know what I'm saying? He a lot of people don't like it. You know what I'm saying? He partnered up with the NFL. But he's responsible for that halftime show. He's responsible for, you know, Dre and Snoop out there doing their thing, man. Because, you know, without Jay or somebody like that, y'all know the NFL is not putting nothing like that together, man. You know what I'm saying? And that, you got to give it up. You know what I'm saying? That was epic, man. You had Dre. You had Snoop. Of course, they brought out Eminem. It was rumors that they was going to bring out 50, and they did. You know what I'm saying? They did that. They had Kendrick. They had Mary J. And all of them did their thing, man. The setup was perfect. Everything went as planned without a hitch. You know what I'm saying? And you got to hand it down, man. That's the best. I'll say probably that's the best Super Bowl performance that I have seen, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I challenge anybody to come up with one that's better. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say that's the best. You know what I'm saying? Anybody got anything different, you know what I'm saying? Hit me up on the Slackers Talk, man. You know what it is. And one more congratulations, man, before we get started. I want to double up and give congratulations to Snoop again, man. Just in case you haven't heard, not only was Snoop a part of the halftime show at the Super Bowl, but recently in the last couple of days, he officially became the owner of Death Row Records. You know what I'm saying? Now, how special is that, man? You know what I'm saying? For those of y'all that's too young, Snoop, that's the house that Snoop built. You know what I'm saying? Snoop was the premier artist on Death Row. You know what I'm saying? He's the one that gave Death Row the name. He put Death Row on the map. You know what I'm saying? Released Doggy Style in 93. And it just came full circle. You know what I'm saying? Now he's the owner of the label. You know what I'm saying? That's a special thing to be able to come back and now own the very thing that, you know, the very place where you got your start. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people can't say that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, let's see where it goes from there. You know what I'm saying? Let's see if he can create some magic. You know what I'm saying? So, congrats on that. Now that we got all our congratulations in order, you know what I'm saying? We gave our love. We gave our shout-outs. You know what I'm saying? Now it's time to get down to business here on the Slackers Talk. You know what I'm saying? You know what it is. We representing Black History Month. We paying homage to those that paved the way. And we also paying homage for those who you know, had a Hall of Fame career, or should I say like a Hall of Fame life. You know what I'm saying? Who had to go through a lot of stuff to get where, you know, they are today and stuff like that. And we're doing it for the culture. You know what I'm saying? Us Black people, we deserve to know who our people are. You know what I'm saying? We deserve to know, like, where we come from. You know what I'm saying? We deserve to know who are the people that did this before us. You know what I'm saying? Who are the people that, the people that paved the way for us. You know what I'm saying? We need to know that. Just in case, you know, you're not getting educated nowhere else. You have it here on the Slackers Talk podcast. And on today's show, I'm going to come at it from a little bit of a different angle. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to highlight two sports figures. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do two sports figures that had to go through a lot in their life, man. I mean, an awful lot. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. It's like, it's just terrible, the things that these guys had to go through, man. And yet, they were still able to achieve greatness. You know what I'm saying? So, it's a sad story. But, as usual, you know what I'm saying? It's a lot of good that we could take from it. You know what I'm saying? It'll give you hope and tell you to never give up. You know what I'm saying? And my first guy that I'm going with today is a little bit under the radar. Matter of fact, I'll even make the case and say he's definitely a lot under the radar. Now, many of y'all probably know him or have heard of him from the movie, but how many people can actually say, yeah, you know what I'm saying, I'm familiar with the story, I'm familiar with his life, you know what I'm saying? Like, besides the movie, you know what I'm saying? Like, how many people can say, you know, when they think of sports figures back in the days that went through stuff, how many people mention him? And I'm going to stop the suspense. The guy I'm talking about is none other than Hurricane Reuben Carter. You know what I mean? Hurricane Reuben Carter. Now, a lot of people that know me, I know y'all probably surprised by that. You know what I'm saying? Because he's a guy that I never talk about like that myself. I was always aware of it. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, he's before my time. But coming up as a kid, you know, I was aware of who he was back in the day and, you know, the things he did in his life and his legacy and stuff like that. But I probably surprised a lot of people that know me that I'm covering, you know, none other than Hurricane Reuben Carter. And like I said, you know what I'm saying? He's definitely before my time, of course. I saw the movie, you know what I'm saying? When I saw the movie, and he was played by Denzel Washington. You know what I'm saying? Who better? You know what I'm saying? Who better to play you than Denzel Washington? You know what I'm saying? You know that's going to bring a lot of attention to the project. You know what I'm saying? You know many people went to go see that. And that was the first thing. You know what I'm saying? I saw the movie. But you know me, I'm all about research. You know what I'm saying? Movies are good. Movies are great. You know what I'm saying? That's my background. Like writing movies and stuff like that. But I also know that, you know, certain stuff have to be portrayed in the movie to protect, you know, certain people and certain things and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? So nothing replaces like doing your research and doing the background check on the person that you want to know about or talk about. Now, Hurricane was born in 1937 in New Jersey. You know what I'm saying? That's close to New York. You know what I'm saying? He was born in New Jersey. And for those of y'all that don't know, he was a middleweight boxer. You know what I'm saying? You should be able to tell by the nickname Hurricane. And his final boxing record ended up being 27-12, I believe. But in the beginning, he got off to a hot start. And he was known for knocking out people early, especially within the first two rounds, you know what I'm saying? And that's the best way to do it, you know what I'm saying? Get in there, handle your business early, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to worry about nothing, you know what I'm saying? Boxers don't get paid, you know, by the clock, you know what I'm saying? You get paid by the performance, you know what I'm saying? The better performance, the bigger the payday, you know what I'm saying? It ain't about time, you know what I'm saying? Get in there, handle your business, get your recognition, and you start to get paid. And that's what Hurricane did, man, you know what I'm saying? If I'm not mistaken, he started out at least like 5-0, 6-0, and people started to take notice, you know what I'm saying? And that's how he earned the nickname Hurricane. Out of his 27 wins as a professional boxer, 19 of those 27 wins came by knockout. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's called handling your business. But unfortunately, before he was ever able to have a championship bout or maybe even become a champion, that opportunity was taken away from him. And it was taken away from him on a night in 1966 at a bar. There were three people, I believe there were three people that were murdered in the bar. And unfortunately, Hurricane and two other guys were just in the neighborhood, and I believe they just happened to be driving in a car somewhere nearby the bar. And you already know where this is going. You know, some people, or I should say one person inside the bar, said that they saw two black guys run out of the bar after the shooting. There was another person that lived in an apartment above the bar, said that they heard the shooting and they looked out the window and described the car that Hurricane was riding in. And in so many ways and in so many words, Hurricane was falsely accused of committing murder. He was falsely accused of committing these crimes that he did not commit, nor did he ever have anything to do with. And unfortunately, without the police or anybody having any evidence that Hurricane was inside the bar, despite the fact that there was never no murder weapons found or discovered, Hurricane and one other guy that he was with were sentenced to life in prison. Now, as you already know, it's hard having to go to prison. But just imagine how much harder it is to be in prison for something that you did not do. Not only did you not do it, but you were accused and set up by somebody that you don't even know. And just imagine all the pain and all the suffering that Hurricane had to do each and every day. Like, just thinking about, you know, having to be there for the rest of his life, having to be there for something that, you know, he did not do, something that he probably, you know, didn't even know about. You know, you sitting there, you thinking that, you know, you're there for the rest of your life. You're going to die there. You're never going to have another opportunity to see your family. You're never going to have the opportunity to box again. You know, you always going to have the great what if hanging over your head. Like, you could have been the champion of the world and you could have did a lot of great other things and you were just robbed of that. You know, Hurricane, he never got a chance to do anything. We talking about just being robbed in the prime of your career, the prime of your life. all of your best years having to spend behind bars. Hurricane was just 29, 30 years old when this happened. And imagine the reasoning behind it. You know, the guy told the police that it was just two black men that left the scene. That's the only description that they had. Two black men. Just because he's black. Just because the color of his skin. They didn't have a certain, you know, weight number or a certain height. You know, was the guy dark skin or was he light skin? No details. Just because he black. Which could have been anybody. You know what I'm saying? It's just a tough pill to swallow, man. You know, this is what he had to endure, you know, the whole time. You know, he never was able to have a shot at becoming the champion of the world. You know, and regardless of how tough it was, and it had to be tough. If you've seen the movie, and the movie gave you an indication, you've seen it was tough. Plenty of times, you know, he wanted to give up, but he kept fighting. You know, he was able to write some books while he was in there. And he ended up serving 20 years. And there's no way to get that back. You know, there's no way to get that back. I will say that, of course, that it shouldn't have happened. But at least he was able to be released. You know what I'm saying? At least it wasn't, you know, a situation where he literally had to spend the rest of his life there. It shouldn't have been nothing. But I'm glad that he was able to get out. And after he was released in 1986, he was able to live, you know, a good life all the way up until 2014. When, unfortunately, in Canada, he passed away from having cancer. But I want to honor him today because although this hasn't officially been said, but I'm claiming it and I'm saying it that, you know, I can't say that it was the first case and it probably definitely wasn't. You know what I'm saying? I can never say it's the first or put a number on it because, you know, I wasn't born back then. I was born when he got released, but I wasn't born when he got convicted. I can say that, you know, if anything, he gave hope to people that have been falsely convicted. You know, unfortunately, it still happens today. And the justice system is not great, to be nice about it. But I would like to think Hurricane's situation was the start of people looking at false evidence, well, lack of evidence, and, you know, being falsely convicted and stuff like that. So that's what I'm claiming. Reuben Carter gave hope to those that, you know, have been falsely convicted. You know, you underrated. Yes, I believe you are. But here on the Slackers Talk podcast, man, we giving you your just due today, brother. And the next guy that I want to talk about is none other than Jackie Robinson. Man, you know, where do I get started, man? If you don't know Jackie Robinson, man, you don't know black history, you know what I'm saying? Jackie Robinson was the first African-American baseball player. He broke the color barrier back in 1947. And let's just run off a list of his accomplishments, man. He's a six-time All-Star, ranging from 1949 to 1955. He won a World Series back in 1955, of course, with the Brooklyn Dodgers. In 1949, he was the National League MVP. He also won the National League Batting Championship in the same year. In 1947, he was the MLB Rookie of the Year. And he's also a two-time stolen base championship, one in 1947 and one in 1949. Now, all these accomplishments are great. You know what I'm saying? All these accomplishments are great. They are even greater when you understand that he achieved these accomplishments under racial pressure. And what that means is we're talking about a guy that was constantly always called out his name. We're talking about a guy that was always threatened because he was the only black player in baseball. You know, he was almost disliked by everybody. You know, it goes back to what I said about Bill Russell, who played for the Boston Celtics. You know, Bill Russell was threatened by his own, you know, hometown in Boston. You know, I'm not sure if he's, I don't think he's from Boston, but, you know, of course he played for the Celtics, who are located in Boston. But Boston's fans didn't like him, you know, and he plays for the team. He won championships there with the team. And yet and still, he was hated on. And Bill Russell was hated on like that, and there were many other black players in the NBA. But in the case of Jackie Robinson, Jackie Robinson was the only black player in the league. So you could imagine the stress and the suffering that he was going through. You know, being resented, you know, having, you know, your own teammates having resentment towards you. Like, this is crazy. This is like everywhere you go, every day, every minute that goes by, you know, something is being said by you. You're going to do something negative. And yet, you facing all this, like, tension and all this, you know, pressure. And you still go out there and you perform to the highest level. You know, that's an act of strength. That's an act of greatness. You know, a lot of people, it takes a special kind of person to be able to do that. You know, because a lot of people would just mail it in. You know, a lot of people, like, that kind of pressure and that kind of attention is just too much to bear. You know, it shows his strength and, you know, his dedication to being great. Before having a career in baseball, you know, he served in the military for a couple of years. So, you know, that kind of, you know, strength and that mentality was probably already instilled in him before he became a professional baseball player. But, you know, I can go on for days about, you know, Jackie Robinson and what he did for black people and what he did for the game of baseball. You know, in 1948, there were a couple of other, you know, black baseball players that were welcomed into the league. And Jackie Robinson, he broke the color barrier. You know, it's nothing bigger than that. It's nothing bigger than that. Before him, there were no black, you know, Major League Baseball players. You know, that's big. That's major. He was the first. He was the first, you know? And, you know, I was going to do a episode about him anyway, but definitely what made it more, you know, what made it more crucial, you know, that I had to do this today. It was about last week, and I forgot where I heard it from. You know, I believe that I was watching some type of game or something like that, and it was mentioned. But about a week ago, you know, he was being honored for something, or maybe like it was the anniversary of one of his accomplishments. And I forget the location, but it was said that, you know, his likeness and one of his trophies and some of his memorabilia was going to be showcased in the museum. And I forgot what state and I forgot the location. You know, I wish I would remember it. And I could probably figure it out. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure they got some information on it now because this was a week ago. So it should be inside the museum right now. But what bothered me and what caught my attention was after they made the announcement, they also said that what was going to be included inside the museum was an actual statue that got an actual statue of him that got vandalized. You know, a statue of you that got vandalized from being, you know, from being racially profiled and being hated on because of the color of his skin. Now, people like myself, you know, that's my age and stuff like that, that wasn't, you know, around during that time. Just imagine, just try to wrap your head around, you know, even when you're being honored for something, even when, you know, you're being showcased for something, it still has to be like a reminder of what you went through. You know, everything that's associated with you, all your accomplishments, everything that you did in your life, you being, you know, profiled and going through racism, it's always going to be a part of that. You know what I'm saying? It's almost as if there's nothing that you can just enjoy about life itself, because that's always going to be a part of it. And that has to eat at you. You know what I'm saying? It has to. So for these people to go through the things that they did and still be able to stay strong, still be able to go out and produce and do the things that they need to do, it's just special to me, man. And it deserved to be honored. You know what I'm saying? It deserved to be talked about. You know what I'm saying? I'll say it again. He's the first black, you know, baseball player ever. And if you look at the game today, the thing that's special about baseball is that stands out from the rest of the sports is baseball has guaranteed contracts. You know what I'm saying? Baseball has guaranteed contracts. So for those of y'all that, you know, anybody out there that's looking in getting into baseball, you got to think about Jackie Robinson. You know what I'm saying? You have to think about Jackie Robinson because he's the one that made it possible. You know, there was no one else before him. And for that, I have to honor you here on the Slaggers Talk podcast, man. You know what I'm saying? I have to honor you here on the Slaggers Talk podcast. And you know me. I like to end things on a good note. And the lesson that we can learn today from Jackie Robinson is that if you want something bad enough, and if you feel that you're good at something, don't let nothing stop you. Don't let anything stop you. Let it make you stronger. And I'm going to leave on that note. This has been the Slaggers Talk Podcast, a.k.a. The Talk of the Town Now. I'm your host, film producer Jason Slack. Make sure y'all rock with me again next week, man. We're going to have the third and final episode. Black History.
You're listening to the Slack Is Talk podcast, aka The Talk of the Town Now. Find out what's going to happen next.
Peace.